Volunteering and the idea of service sits at the heart of Australia's civic life, helping build stronger communities, deepen trust in institutions, and create a more inclusive society. But many community groups say volunteer numbers are falling, raising concerns about how to sustain this critical workforce into the future. Peak body Volunteering Australia is getting behind the International Year of Volunteers for Sustainable Development, putting a national spotlight on the issue. It's the focus of this week's From Pillar to Post, presented by Noah Seckham, featuring conversations with volunteers, organisations and the sector's peak body.
When you think about volunteering, you're looking at an early warning system, really, for community. What's changing within a community? How are community expectations altering from what they were yesterday? How are people seeing the tomorrow and all of the tomorrows to come? And what we've seen, of course, and this is reflected both domestically as well as internationally, is a decline in the rate of trust as it pertains to institutions. So that's institutions of all sorts, everything from the United Nations through to a local community charity. We've seen a decline in the rate of trust that's associated with those. And that's driven part of the decline. The other piece around it, I suppose, is that people are looking for more choice. They're looking for more agency in, you know, the hours between when they wake up and when they go to sleep. How can they have better control over their lives? And by extension, how can they influence the communities in which they live? And so what that's meant is that whether it be at a broad community level, whether it be at an individual level, we see that people are saying, well, I'm not necessarily comfortable with the Monday, Wednesday and Friday, 7 till 9 at a charity. I have time which is available and allocated in ways that make sense to me, not necessarily in formal and rigid ways that have served organisations in the past. The National Strategy for Volunteering, which Volunteering Australia led the development of, speaks profoundly to a critical piece which glues or disconnects people from volunteering, and that is the volunteering experience. Do the volunteers feel that the time that they give and the enthusiasm that they provide actually contributes to the outcome that they are interested in?
We've spoken with a couple from the south coast of New South Wales who their way of getting involved in volunteering was by doing it together. Do you think that that's a model that you're seeing more organisations try and cash in on, that family-based activity to do together?
I think the data suggests really strongly that when people get involved in volunteering, oftentimes as part of a family activity, family expectation, they start young, they have a lifetime of volunteering. Organisations are realising this, and again, this was reflected in the national strategy.
There's also this idea of developing a national volunteer passport. Where are we at with that for volunteering?
It's an ongoing conversation across a number of different departments. If you want to get something of this nature moving, it has to be a whole of government commitment to it. The primary purpose of that is to recognise skills, to recognise the talent that's brought to volunteering, but also to be able to consolidate things like working with vulnerable people checks together with other qualifications which are germane to the volunteering activity, rather than each organisation asking the same question of the same people. A lot of the checks are critically important. They protect individuals, protect organisations, and of course they protect volunteers, but they're not always all necessary in every circumstance. And this is an important piece to understand for organisations who rely upon a volunteer workforce. Reconsidering that point of recruitment engagement is really important. Every time you need to answer the same question, provide the same information, front up for the same checks, it's another barrier. A national passport would alleviate a lot of those barriers.
Is there much of a distance volunteer role coming up? What's happening in that space?
Yeah, so certainly COVID supercharged in a lot of ways a rethink in the way that we all engage with productive activity. What gets us out of bed in the morning? What achieves our aspirations for the tomorrow? COVID made us rethink how we engage. I'm sure you've seen it with community broadcasting. One of the shining lights on the hill, I think around about 23,000 people volunteer in community broadcasting. It brings together community in a way that nothing else can. It doesn't always have to be done from a studio. It can be done remotely. That provides us a really good illustration of the fact that we can be innovative and continue to produce really meaningful outcomes to community.
You can hear more of From Pillar to Post wherever you get your podcasts.